Hello and welcome to Sarah Fisher Talks Connective Parenting. I'm Sarah Fisher and it's good to be back. You may have realized if you were a podcast follower before that I haven't posted any new podcasts in about a year now. I think it's May last year that I did the last one. And that's because lots has been happening and I made the decision to put the podcast on the back burner, not necessarily intentionally. It just kept slipping to the bottom of the list. As all things, sometimes we have just too many plates we're trying to spin and something needs to get put down, and the podcast was that thing. So I thought in this first episode back, I would share a little bit of what's been happening over the last year for me personally and in the business, and then give you a little bit of a flavour of the new episodes we've got coming up. So, where do I start? Personally, the last year has been quite tricky. Some of you, if you've been listening to this for a while or beforehand or follow on social media, will know that we started home educating a couple of years ago, and that wasn't that easy. We made that decision because of my son's needs. And a year ago, he was diagnosed with autism and ADHD, which is fine, not totally unexpected, but it's absolutely fine. He's unique. He's amazing. He is kind. He is caring. He is incredibly funny. Those diagnoses for me don't change him at all or who he is, but they help us understand some of the things he was struggling with and certainly help him understand himself. He also sat his GCSEs last summer. And so I took a bit of time out to support him through that. As you can imagine, not the easiest. Anybody who's had children going through GCSEs will know they are not the easiest things to do. Because we were home educating, we obviously had to go to an exam centre, which just added another layer of worry and stress and anxiety for both of us, actually. Although we did go to an amazing place in Wales and they were phenomenal. The support was amazing from them. And I'm really, really proud of my son for going and what he's achieved. It's amazing. We've carried on our home ed journey this year in a very self-directed way. We realised that was absolutely the best option for him. And I want to do a shout out actually to Naomi Fisher, Dr. Naomi Fisher, and her work for really opening my eyes over the last few years around home education, what it can look like, the power of self-directed learning for some of our children. And as a parent, it's really helped me to think very differently around home education and what that can look like. Someone who worked in schools for a long time, that was a big shift, a really big shift. And although I know that the education system really needs an overhaul and needs changing, it's quite scary when your child steps out of it and you're suddenly responsible for it. Or at least I found it way because it hadn't been part of the plan. And I was worried how I would manage to support him and teach him and work and all those other things. I didn't actually teach him in the run-up to his GCSEs. We had tutors and family members who worked with him because we both agreed me helping him was not the best option. But we're there and he's now doing some amazing self-directed learning and looking after and supporting himself with obviously my help and, you know, those around him helping him. So that was a lot over the last year to be managing. But just wanted to share that with everybody. We also, over the last year, have grown Connective Family. We have got some amazing new coaches on board who are kind of in-house employed by us, so Kat and Kelly. We have an amazing business manager, Laura, who I'm sure if you have been referred to us or contacted us for any reason, she's usually the first person you will be in contact with. And she's managing all of that side brilliantly for us. And we have Ruth Ann helping us with the marketing. We also have some other coaches, Sandra and Mary, who work with us, and Jenny, and some other brilliant resident experts who kind of help us out running training and do sessions in the Connective Parenting Hub. So we have grown hugely over the last year, both in terms of the numbers of families we support, which is amazing because that's what I'm here for, that's what I'm passionate about, but also the number of professionals that we're training. Kelly and I have been running courses all over the country, from up in Fife down to the south coast of England and kind of everywhere in between. It's been phenomenal really seeing the approach growing, seeing how it's really been taken on board by lots of people in different parts of social services and different organisations and charities and everywhere you can think of. So I'm really proud, is the word I'm going to use, actually, of how we have grown, how we are helping families. I'm not sitting on my laurels. There is so much more to do. We all know that change needs to happen in our society, in our system. And we are slowly, maybe quietly, plugging away at doing it. And for me, that's the way that sits most comfortably with me, to just keep plugging away and gradually getting people on board. Change is coming. It's just taking a bit of time, but we will absolutely get there. We are now in a different place as an organisation. I think my understanding of myself and the way I work as well is helping. And I am committed to coming back to the podcast regularly. I have rearranged my diary. I found the time. I'm thinking about how I work differently to manage my own energy levels and all of those things. And I'm really looking forward to being back. We are doing a monthly live free masterclass in our free Facebook group, Connective Parenting Using MVR, which I love. I love doing those things. And, you know, my commitment to those free resources like this, like our YouTube channel, like the free group, is still 100% there. So I will end this episode. It's only a short introduction to say we're back, just to give you a flavour of what's been happening. I'll obviously do more on various bits and pieces in different episodes, but just want to say hello, we're back. Thank you for bearing with me over the last year while I've not recorded any more episodes. Hope you are all okay, and I look forward to hearing from you. Any thoughts, any topics that you would like me to cover, please don't hesitate to get in touch. Get in touch and let me know. More than happy to cover it and share my thoughts on anything you like. I will be keeping the episodes like before to fairly short ones. There are going to be some longer ones, but predominantly the shorter kind of 10-15 minute episodes, which I know from feedback everybody loves because they're easy to listen to when you're a busy parent. And yeah, I hope to hear from you soon. Share if there's anything you'd like. I hope you are well, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Sarah Fisher Talks Connective Parenting. Bye for now.